G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
The Manaus Declaration, approved by consensus, reinforces the role of open innovation as a driving force for addressing the main global challenges and reducing inequalities in production and access to scientific and technological advancements. The ministers of research and innovation of the G20 countries and invited nations met in Manaus in the Brazilian state of Amazonas and established a landmark for international cooperation, building on the Sustainable Development Goals of the 2030 Agenda of the United Nations. The meeting's theme was Open Innovation for Fair and Sustainable Development. It highlighted the need for a collaborative innovation model that transcends borders and the differences between the global North and South. The meeting underlined that global inequalities in access to science and innovation prevent sustainable development, especially in developing countries. The ministers pledged to expand international cooperation in science, technology, and innovation and reaffirm the need to tackle environmental degradation and climate change. They also emphasized the role of tropical forests, such as the Amazon rainforest and marine ecosystems. The Minister of Science and Technology of Brazil, Luciana Santos, highlighted that the consensus reached at the meeting represents a major achievement.
Acho que é uma grande vitória da política diplomática brasileira.
Luciana Santos says, I think it is a great victory for Brazil's diplomatic policy, which is highly capable of building convergences. When it comes to science, technology, and innovation, with so many challenges and open innovation, this has been possible precisely because we need to tackle regional asymmetries in order to solve, through science and technology, urgent problems for the Brazilian people. President Lula has been calling attention to the fact that it is necessary to put the agenda of inclusion in place. So here we deal with open innovation for climate change, energy transition, digital transformation, and the fight against hunger. This last team was focused precisely on equity, diversity, and inclusion. We sought to create convergences with the G20 countries, which represent more than 85% of the world economy, in this agenda that is so strategic for any nation project. To read the full Manaus Declaration, go to g20.org. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between the G20 Brazil and Radio Gov from the Brazil Communication Company. For more information, visit g20.org.